Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an inspiring show based on stories, experiences, friends, faith, and family. You know, the good stuff in life. So when life throws you down, don't lose faith. Carry on with more meaning. Let's roll.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Sincerely Trish. We're up to episode number 43. Today, we're going to talk about keeping ourselves open to God's messages. I had the pleasure of having breakfast, and you know how much I love breakfast. I had breakfast with Robert Agbo. Robert is from Nigeria, and listening to his heart being open to God's will brought him to Buffalo. And next year, in June of 2017, he will be a priest for the Diocese of Buffalo. In many ways, we're all control freaks, aren't we? We plan our days. We plan everything right down to the last detail. But really, we forget that we need to open our heart and to keep ourselves open to God's will. And that really, God is the only one that's in control. It's almost laughable, isn't it, to think that we're in control? Sometimes fear can control us. What we don't know, what we don't like, and we certainly like to be in control, and we don't really like to be open to new things all the time, new possibilities. But being open to share and to learn from others is important too, and being open helps us to grow and to expand in our minds and in our experiences. Just a simple thing like having breakfast, trying something totally new, being open to it. That's what Robert did when we were together. What's going on here in America? We used to always have cheese and pepperoni on our pizzas, right? And now we're getting arugula, and I have to admit, it tastes great. We all need to keep our heart open to what God wants us to do. Jesus said, "For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother." Not always easy, is it, to think I'm just going to turn my life over to God? But let's talk to Robert about keeping ourselves open and what a relief and what a joy it is to surrender your life and give it over to God's will.
Well, thank you very much. To be open is an ingredient in human life that we cannot dispense with. For you to appreciate openness, I really got to let you know what it means to be closed.
Okay.
Take, for instance, if you keep food closed for a very long time, it gets bad.
Yes.
Because there is no air going into it and there's no air coming out of it. So it gets toffee, and then it gets rotten, it gets sour, and it smells bad. So also, human beings, we tend to be closed.
Yes.
And we are closed because of our past experiences. We meet somebody, we have an experience of the person. If the experience is negative, we just become closed to everybody else. We were kind to somebody in the past and we suffered for being kind, then we become closed and we refuse to be kind. We see every other person as somebody who is going to harm us if we are kind to them. And so we become closed to everything. And then when we wake up in the morning, we have a plan. This is what I'm going to be. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do today. And we are so closed in to that our plan that we are not open to possibilities that are now within our control. And when we are that closed, then things that are not within our control, things that we have not put in our plans, they happen, and we see everything outside of our plan as a disaster. Sometimes we forget that life begins at the end of our comfort zone. Life begins outside our plan. Sometimes the true meaning of life lies in what we cannot control. So when we wake up in the morning, it is good to have our plans, have it all planned out, have all the keys and the ingredients to achieving that plan, but we got to be open to what else might happen that is not within our plan, that we do not know, and that we might not be able to control. And so when we are open to reality, then reality does not crush us. It only empowers us. But when we are closed, then we see reality as a threat. And when reality happens the way we did not expect it, then we feel that we are the victims of reality and not beneficiaries of it. So we have to be open in order to grow and to be happy.
That is such a great thing to say. How beautiful. Yeah, we have to be open. We have to be open, open. Robert, one more thing that I wanted to ask you about being open. Every opportunity, when you come in here, you see somebody maybe you weren't expecting to see. It's an opportunity to say hello. How do you feel that God brought you to Buffalo?
I think it is His own plan that I never had in mind. I grew up in Nigeria. I never had any clue that I was going to find myself in the U.S. I already had my life planned out, my journey to the priesthood. I already pictured the kind of priest I was going to be within my own local diocese where I came from. I had no clue at all that I was going to not be a priest in Nigeria, but eventually find myself journeying towards the priesthood in the U.S. That is part of being open to God's plan. And when it came, I did not see myself as a victim of reality. I saw myself as an unworthy beneficiary of God's plan that we do not know from the beginning. And even now, I am still open to whatever He has in store for me, because He never shows us the way down to its end. We see every step of the journey as a surprise being opened to us, and we are also called to be open to accept what God is opening to us.
Robert, what do you say to people who say they are not a religious person?
Well, to say that you are not a religious person automatically is an expression that you are religious.
Yes.
The human person is a religious being by nature. Man and woman is religious by nature. And so when people are saying they are not religious, what they are actually saying is they do not belong to an organized religion with an institution and a code of doctrines and belief system. But there is no human being who is not religious, because every human person has a dimension of him or her that is spiritual. And once you are spiritual, you are automatically religious, even if you are not practicing an organized religion. So there's nobody who is not religious. In fact, when somebody says, "I am not religious," it's because that person is aware within himself or herself that there is something about him or her that is religious.
How great is it to know the Lord?
To know the Lord? It's an understatement to say how great it is to know the Lord, because that is the greatest thing that can happen in one's life. I mean, who are you without God?
Nothing.
So when people say they don't believe in God, every denial of God is an affirmation of what you deny.
Yeah.
Because you already have the idea and the concept of what you cannot deny a vacuum. If you say, "I don't believe that there is God," at least where did you get the idea and the concept that you just call God? So to know God is the greatest thing, because you know your origin, you know your end. You know where you came from, and you know where you are going to. And when you know God, you know that there is nothing about you that is not from God, and there is nothing you have that God has not given.
This is why I love talking to Robert. When you are with him, you are restored in your faith. You see his goodness just pouring out of everything. Robert, I cannot wait to see what goes on in your journey. And I so thank you for talking to all of us here on Sincerely Trish.
Thank you very much, Trish. Keep me in your prayers.
Oh, definitely. Robert told me something else. He said, "Do you know the first word and the last word in the Bible?" And of course, I didn't know. I just kind of looked at him blank. He said, "The very first word is in, as in the beginning. And the last word is amen." So the way he sees it is he's in heaven, amen. If we really apply the lessons, the teachings, the examples set in the Bible, we will find our eternal reward. Thank you so much for listening to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Each and every Tuesday, a new show is aired on PoodleWalker.com. Lead by example, live to inspire, and let your light shine.